What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, 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 mighty God we serve. How delighted I am to come on here and pray with you again this evening to get your spirit in a place of preparation to prepare for what God's getting ready to do in our lives. You know, I've been talking to you about how God's been dealing with me about those seven pillars and how we're to pray and how we're to go after them. But I haven't dealt with them yet because I've not been led exactly to get right into them. Now, we hit that first pillar, which was the family. Did that led by the Spirit, as the Spirit of God gave it to me. But how many people know that? God may say one thing to you and then he'll switch it up. And I don't believe he's done with those pillars. And I'm going to go to him as the Spirit of God reminds me to do it. But God began to speak to my heart this evening about something else. And I am one to always follow the leadings and the promptings of the Holy Ghost. Because he said, hallelujah, that if we would acknowledge him in all of our ways, guess what he would do? He would direct our path. And I need his direction. I need his instruction. I need to know which way to turn, what time to turn, what time to do this, who to talk to, who not to talk to. This is not an hour just to be making decisions in your flesh. But we got to be led by the Spirit in this hour. Are you listening to me? I said, we got to be led by the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost literally has to show us which way to go, what time to go, and when to do it. That's the time we're living in. So with that being said, as I was seeking the Lord and reaching out to him and speaking to him, God began to speak to my heart about some things. And I'm just going to say them as the Spirit of God gives it to me. But as I was praying and seeking him today, the Lord said to me, he said, there are people who wish for you to die. And, you know, some people don't believe that. Sometimes when you think of death, some of you only think of natural death or mortality. But when I say there are people who wish for you to die, I'm telling you that there are people who do not want you to do well. They don't want you to prosper in any area of your life. And that's very hard for some of you to understand, because one thing about good people can be very naive. You know, we call it naivety. You know, naivete. That's what a man told me one time in counseling. But some people wish for your death. And Paul said that we should not be ignorant of Satan's devices. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. And in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, he said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, which means that we need to be in the know. And I need you to understand that there are people, amen, who do not like you. Okay? And you have enemies. It has nothing to do with how cute you are, nothing to do with how long your hair is, nothing to do with your tribe, your nationality, how much money you have. There are people who do not like you. Number one, they don't like you because you carry the light. What do you mean? You're the light of your family. You're the light of your community. You're the light of your church. It has nothing to do with your personality, but it's all because you are carrying something. There's something on your life that makes demons nervous. There's something on your life that bothers people. You know, the anointing attracts attacks. And there are people who don't like you just because you carry the light. But number two, there are people that don't like you all because because Satan is an accuser of the brethren. All right? And because Satan is an accuser of the brethren, and you are the apple of God's eye, the only way the enemy can get to God is through you. He can't attack God, but the only way he can attack God is by attacking you. Does that make sense? So what he has to do is he has to attack us through human beings, because you know, if I've taught you that all spirits are illegal on earth if they don't have a body. So what the enemy does is he attacks you through human beings. So the spirit of hatred comes after you. But hatred can't just come as a spirit. So it'll cause somebody to hate you without a cause. All of a sudden, they just have this unusual hate, this powerful hate, this ridiculous hate, feeling and emotion towards you with no cause. Okay? The Bible declares that Joseph dreamed and they hated him. But then he said he dreamed again and they hated him even the more. And I'm telling you that you got to know that it is a spirit when your sister hates you or your daughter hates you. Amen. It's a spirit when your own family is turning against you without a cause. You understand? You must be spiritual enough to recognize that these things are spirits. If you don't understand that, you're going to find yourself frustrated. You're going to find yourself upset. You're going to find yourself in a terrible place because you're trying to figure out, what have I done to these people? And I'm telling you, you've not done a thing to them. The only thing you've done is been the apple of God's eye and carry a light and an anointing upon your life. And because of what you carry, people are hating you. Whenever you see there are several family members, but there's always one person under attack. You're the one person that's always under attack. That son is always under attack. The enemy is always trying to attack him, always trying to attack you. You got to recognize that this is a plan of the enemy. All right. The whole family turns on one person. Everybody's out to destroy one person. But I'm decreeing today that whatever the enemy meant for your bad is going to be turned for your good. Mandala kidala mandala kosalamaya. Are you listening to me? That's our prayer. Romans 8:28 declares, and we know that all things work together for the good. And I believe it's Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, where David said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for our good. That's what we're praying. That's our first prayer point. That every plan that was meant for my bad will be turned for my good. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy against my life that was meant to destroy me, let it turn. Let it turn. Let it turn. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that whatever the enemy meant for my bad is being turned for my good right now. Father, I thank you that the plan of kings, that the plan of nobles, that the plans of people in high places that have been negotiated against my life, may every demonic plan be interrupted. May the negotiations of forces of the underworld, of demonic powers from the human kingdom, from the marine kingdom, from the political kingdom, from the financial kingdom, of all evil society, whatever took place, whatever negotiation took place, whatever meeting took place that they said that I would only get so far by the end of 2021, that declares that I will only get so far in 2020. Father, in the name of Jesus, may Ebe Aladanda La Shia, that said that I should only get so far in 2022. Father, any meeting, any negotiation that took place, in the name of Jesus, I command it to boomerang. And I declare that it will not work. I declare that wherever they're meeting, their tables are being overturned. I overthrow the table of every meeting place that is meeting against my life. I send a bomb to wherever they're meeting. I send confusion to their camps that whatever they are planning against my demise, that it is working for my good. I send ambushments. I decree ambushments. I set ambushments and declare a boomerang. I command a boomerang. Let it boomerang. Let it boomerang. Let it boomerang. Let it boomerang. Whatever they plan against my demise, whatever they haya basha leme keshomo mushini me kikanda le bandi libi under lo husaya. My God, I feel the anointing. Mashalawaya yele we al talamala kukande le mekesa zunza ziz. Z z zo 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 ju za ze ze je za zo zu ba z ban ze le zo kuta. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the pleading me by Suleiman delekitaya. Y'all better pray because this is breaking. May the meeting place of the wicked against my life be brought to shambles. I crush it and command whatever they are meeting, whatever they are planning, whatever they are demising and scheming against me, let it turn for my good. I overturn it. I overturn it. I overturn it. I overturn it. Yasha, I overturn it. Mandele, I overturn it. Mikandele mia, I overturn it. Let it overturn. Let it overturn. Let it overturn. Let it overturn. Meleba, let it overturn. Mikashala, lebandili biandalosa, lebandili kitalamaya, brancadule mekifele, lebrondolo uzaya, jikendili mi aza, lubanzili mi ikataya, brancadule. Kala di andele me otolobo undele me, le mandili mi anzia, zinuni ni mi kiankala mala dahaya, le bandala hosaya, jevele ankala ma akasia, zilobo hosha, may it turn for my good, may it turn for my good, wherever they are planning, in the name of Jesus, in the financial kingdoms, whatever they are planning, in the legal kingdoms, whatever they are planning, in the marine kingdom, in all society, of evil in the underworld. May the powers of the enemy be revoked. I revoke his power. I cancel his movement. I send ambushments and command his plan to boomerang. To boomerang. Now, in the name of Jesus. Mulabashake. Le mandala dolo mosuto lelema. Milalala mandala meke solomoya. Lilandala mahataya, mendele meketala mokuta, mendele mandala mohozala mahaya, yendele mekita. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the word of God. This thing is real. Y'all, I'm not going to stop praying because I see the power of prayer. And see, I know that I am where I am today because of prayer. Are you listening to me? There was a woman in the Bible. A man who had an infirmity, and the Bible declared that this woman had suffered for 18 years. Are you listening to me? That's right. She had a spirit of infirmity. I think it's in the book of Luke, round about the 13th chapter, said this woman had suffered for 18 years. But one day she came in contact with Jesus, and Jesus declared that she was loosed from her infirmity. We are praying today, according to Luke chapter 13, verse 11. We are commanding deliverance. We are commanding deliverance in every area of our life. We are commanding deliverance. Halabashatolomoya. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I command deliverance in every area of my life. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command deliverance in every area of my life. I command deliverance in every area of my family, in every area of my children, in every area of KCC. Father, I command deliverance. I command deliverance in every area. I command deliverance from health crisis. I command deliverance from bad news. I command deliverance from bad marriages. I command deliverance from demonic complications, all health complications. I command an end of all captivity. I command an end of all bondage. For as the woman was loosed of her infirmity, may, as we pray today, may all infirmity be loosed. May all bondages be loosed. May all bondage concerning finance, bondage in the mind, bondage in the body, bondage, ashuya, 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 ashuya. My God, I feel the anointing. May all bondage be removed. May all bondage be removed. May all bondage be removed. I loose the spirit of infirmity. I command you to be loosed of your infirmity. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we lift our voices and pray, I command an end to all bondage. I command an end to all bondage. I command an end to all captivity. Every strong man that has bound the finances of your people, every strong man of racism and prejudice that has bound black people, every strong man of poverty that has bound the church, in the name of Jesus, as we lift our voices and we pray, we command an end of all bondage, and we command the oppressed to go free. We command liberty. 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 Every death wish, I command it to end. Every death wish, every evil wish, every evil desire of captivity, those who desire to see me in bondage, those who desire to see KCC in bondage, those who desire to see everyone in bondage, in the name of Jesus. As we lift our voices and we pray, I command an end to bondage. Bondage, Elemasha. I command us to be loose from every bondage of pride, every bondage of anger, every bondage of lust, every bondage of perversion, every bondage of murder, every bondage of sickness, every bondage of hate, every bondage of malice, every bondage of bitterness, every bondage of unforgiveness, every bondage of resentment, every bondage of ill will. May every bondage be broken, and I command liberty. I command liberty. I command deliverance in every area of our life in the name of Jesus. Landa Lamaya, Lulabashata. Y'all got to listen to me. There are people right now who are speaking evil of you. Right now, as I'm talking, in the spirit realm, there are things going on. There are people who are speaking evil of you, don't even know you, but they're speaking evil of you. They've not even met to you, but they are speaking evil of you. They know things about you that you don't even know. And their desire is to hurt you. They want to hurt you. They want to hurt your family. They want to hurt anything that you love. They also say things like, when are you going to die? They are literally waiting to announce your death. But in the name of Jesus, I declare that they will never live to see it. Come on, this is what God was dealing with me about today. Raise your right hand and say, they will never live to see it. Say, I will outlive everyone who wants me dead. Say it again. Say, I will outlive everyone who wants me dead. Say, I will read their obituary. Labashata. There are people who do not want your name or your legacy to be remembered. That's what happens when you see these people who die, who were powerful, who were anointed, and nobody knows what happened. What happened to them? What's going on? What happened to their family? What happened to their... Somebody came after their name and their legacy. Handalakoshaya. But I declare that not one person on this call, or not one person connected to anybody on this call, will be involved in any kind of plane crash. Amen. You will not be involved in any kind of misfortune. Amen. No car crash, no automobile accident, no strange deaths. Elemasha, raise your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, no one connected to me will die untimely or a strange death. I rebuke death and declare that I will live. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against the stronghold of misfortune. And I thank you today that as I pray, that I will escape all misfortune. I thank you that my family will escape all misfortune. My son, my daughter, my niece, my nephew, my sister, my brother, my mother, my father, hallelujah. I thank you that we will escape all misfortune. I thank you that any death wish that is hanging over me as a dark cloud, that is hanging over my children, that is hanging over my family, that is hanging over the church, that is hanging over this nation, every evil cloud of untimely death, every evil cloud that wants me to die before my time, every evil cloud of misfortune that comes to destroy my life, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I shall escape it, that it will not stand, neither will it prevail, neither shall it come to pass. And again, when I'm talking about death, y'all, I'm talking about business. I'm talking about investments. I'm talking about strategic relationship. They want it dead. But in the name of Jesus, I declare that I will not die. My name will not die. My ministry will not die. My legacy will not die. My destiny will not die. In the name of Jesus, anything that has died, in the name of Jesus, I command a resurrection and I command a divine escape and declare that that I will escape in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Amo Shekelemanda, Halabashata, by the divine authority, by reason of the blood, by the superior anointing of the Holy Ghost, I command an end to every cloud that is hanging over my head, and decree in the name of Jesus that every cloud of pain, every cloud of misfortune, every cloud of evil, every cloud of a bad name that hangs over the name of Brian Karn, that hangs over the name of KCC, that hangs over the name of my mother, of my father, of my children, in the name of Jesus, I command that cloud to be destroyed. I command that cloud to be destroyed. I cancel it. I dismantle it. I will escape every cloud. I will not die before my time. The ministry will not die before its time. The ministry will not go under. The ministry will not be destroyed. Hey, 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 my Shaba. Lukumankile mekikaso, luzanzili vi anda lamaya, le mandili atola, robolobo kubandili kidala haja, jebazuya, mufandele bekresele ankatile mi, mikonunini miki ankala mandala la balaba, le bandili bi antolomo oshna, brekelele bekrisi bi undala hasa, zanzize, 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 zuzuli bi kita, le mandili bi andolomo. Father, in the name of Jesus, I cancel every death wish. I cancel all misfortune. I cancel untimely death, strange accidents, bloopers and blunders, people who are falling and dying, people who are falling and breaking their leg, people who are falling, hallelujah, and breaking their backs. In the name of Jesus, I declare that they are strong. I declare that they will not die. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, Shitaba, ho, Mikande, Yamanasi, Sinana Mahaya, Le Bandili Biki Kolobohota, Le Baladala Hazande, Le Vala Kikantele Mekrisibian, Munzolo Mohobia, La Shala, Le Beleka Kantala Masoya. I break it, I cancel it, and declare that I shall escape in the name of Jesus. Urabashata. Alala mandala makotolo lobo site. Erabasikele mandala kodala bashata. You must understand the power of your prayers. You must understand that when you pray these things, things begin to happen. I don't care what the devil say. I don't care who tell you there's no use to it. You got to understand when you pray, things shift for you. That's why the devil fights every area of your, the devil won't fight. He don't mind you coming to church, running around the church, screaming, but he don't want you to pray. Look in your life and look at where you fought at the most. Pay attention to where you fought at the most. And notice how you have fought in your prayer life. You have fought in your study of the word and your prayer life, because that word is the constitution by which you declare what you're going to stand on. And then when you begin to pray, things begin to shift and things begin to turn. Hosea chapter 9, verse 14. Give them, Lord, what will you give them? Give them wounds that miscarry and breasts that are dry. We are praying in the name of Jesus that whatever is hatching in the womb of time, whatever womb that has conceived evil against you. Hey! That womb will miscarry. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, any womb that has conceived evil against me, let it miscarry. Let it miscarry. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I understand by divine revelation that every month has a womb, that the month of November has a womb, that the month of December has a womb, that the year of 2022 has a womb. And Father, I stand in the month of November and I speak to the womb of December. I speak to the demonic evil womb of December, and I speak to the demonic evil womb womb of 2022 January and declare in the name of Jesus that every time sensitive curse, every time sensitive evil, every time sensitive demon that has been assigned to my life to be released at the womb, Ele Andala Shaya, to be released in December and to be released in January. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every evil thing that is in that womb to miscarry. I declare that whatever it is, it will die unborn. 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 I command that womb to miscarry. Hey, hey, hey. I command that womb to miscarry. Lile bashato rubu sukuna. Liminkeni kikana. Likandile me andala osa. Ye bibi ashataya. Brenkele mandala bobibi asa. I command these wounds to miscarry. Every demonic desire, every demonic plan against KCC Charlotte, against KCC Houston, against KCC Jacksonville, against the pastors, against the pastor, against the members, against my pastor, Bishop Gates, against his wife, against that church, against this nation, against the preachers, against men of God, Bishop Jakes, Pastor Benny Hinn, Pastor Rod Parsley, Pastor Creflo Dollar, Joyce Meyer, Prophetess Juanita Bynum, Halabasha, Pastor Jamal Bryan, Yendele Beki Kalamando, Robolobo Shutoleleme, Lemandilimi Azika, against the President of the United States, Joe Biden, against Kamala Harris, against mayors, against governors, against chief of police, fire department, against governors and mayors, commissioners and representatives, in the name of Jesus, every evil plan against America, against the 50 states, against the countries, against the continents, may everything that is in that womb that is evil, I command it to die unborn. I command it to miscarry. I command it to miscarry. Every rumor, miscarry. Every lie, miscarry. Every scandal, miscarry. Every demon of debt, every stronghold, every attack that will come through the political arena, that will come through media, that will come through the church, that will come through a wrong mouth, through a lie, in the name of Jesus, may it die. 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 I command it to miscarry. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. I declare that whatever the enemy is planning, it will misfire. It will backfire. I intercept it and command it to boomerang. And I declare that it will not work. Every stronghold, every attack in the womb of time against my son, against my daughter, against my mother and father, against my wife and my husband, I command it to misfire. I intercept it. I interrupt it. I command it to boomerang. I said boomerang. Ashala. 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 Lemande le kidala. Robo salumande. Leketele andala kushna. Brika lili mi kikosa. Romondili mi andala ashala. La tololoboko tandele me. Lemandili mi anzia. Zikundili mi ikasha. Shatanamaya. Brenkala di anzula ma ufala. Rebere de bandili me. Eh. Ira. 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 Ira rabasha. Ira rabasha. Ira rabasha, ira rabasha, ira rabasha, ira rabasha. I command it to go. I command it to go. I break it. I cancel it. I command it to miscarry. Every assignment against those who are connected to KCC, against those who are on this call, every demonic plan, every demonic agenda, I command it to miscarry. I command it to miscarry. I command it to miscarry. Everything that is in the womb of December against my life that was spoken by a witch, spoken by a wizard, spoken by a diviner, spoken by a medium, spoken by a warlock, spoken by a person of jealousy who desires me harm, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, by the power of the cross, I command it to miscarry. I said miscarry. I said miscarry. I said miscarry. Hey, 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 hey.
Shitaba, Limandilebe Okobo, Rukunini Mikikasa, Lenjelevele Odala, Rabalaban Shatanamandia, Minonomo Unsania, Le Candelele Andolomo, Brancala Mandala Hazia, Jebele Ankala Mahosha, Yete, 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 Yetabasha, Jankele Mekundala Hazia, Menkala Mahosaya. I said, open your mouth right where you are and command that thing to break. Command that thing to miscarry. The enemy got a plan for your son. He got a plan for your daughter. But call their name and command the plan of the enemy concerning Chloe Cephas to miscarry. Command the plan of the enemy concerning Anthony Norman to miscarry. Command the plan of the enemy concerning Bailey to miscarry. Come on, call out the name of your children. Call it out. I command the plan of the enemy concerning Bishop Gates, miscarry. Concerning Nancy Gates, miscarry. Yaba, 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 yaba ba shata. Le mandili mi akoba. Brankala mahazia. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Undele me. Lema shakaya. Brankala mandala hoba. Habidi di osha. Shetele me. Le kandili bi azoya. Brankala mandala hazia. Father, there are those who desire my demise. Let them not prosper. May they never live to see it. May they never live to see my demise. But may I live to see their demise. Huh? I command it. I decree it and declare it that it is so. Mushara, in the name of Jesus. Kurabashate. Yendala mamandala la kikala la mandala la balabasuto le basha. Libulo bukundele mekikasa. Do it now. Do it now. I said, do it now. Every person on this call, I don't care who you are. I said, everybody. I'm talking to everybody who's listening to me. I said, everybody. Yes, I did. I said, everybody. I said, everybody who's listening to me right now is sowing a $20 seed. Do not hesitate and don't think about it. You better move now. We'll be praying in the morning at 6 o'clock. Amen. Everybody talking about some Thanksgiving. Well, let's wake up and give him some thanks. Amen. In the morning, we just going to give him thanks. Let's do that. Let's not start the day without the giving of thanks to the greatest man in the universe, to the God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. That God. Yeah. Ain't he worthy? I'm challenging everybody. Go to your Cash App now and $PBCJ. And send $20 now. Do it right now. I'm telling you, I feel this strong. Go to, if you have the church one up, that's fine. $ Kingdom City Culture, $20. If you got to give it on the website, briancarn.com, send it $20 now. If you have to give it on, if you got to mail it, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. Amen. Mail it. Every person, however you got to do it, send one for your mama, send it for your daddy, send it for your sister. We are decreeing, amen, that whatever the enemy has planned in the womb of time is being intercepted and it's going to die. Some of you may be giving 60 because you're giving it for 3 people. Some of you may be giving 200 because you're giving it for 10 people. But I'm telling you what God told me. And again, I had a visitation today. Hallelujah. In my prayer time, the Lord spoke to me and said, son, you are going to see those who honor me with that $500 seed come back with so many testimonies. I'm talking about so many testimonies. And that's why you need to get that money aside now and meet me on January the 1st. Are you listening to me? That's right. You are meeting me on January the 1st. That's watch night, actually. You're meeting me watch night in Charlotte, North Carolina. And you come in with an attitude and an air of expectation to receive all that God has for you. It's your time, young lady. It's your time, young man. And you are setting a precedence that God is giving for you. Now, listen, I'm challenging everybody to give 500, but there are going to be some of you who are saying, man of God, God has given me more and I want to give more than 500. That's fine. But God is saying, challenge all of you to bring at least $500
cash on January. Watch night. You know where we're meeting? In North Carolina. Come by plane, by train, by bus, by car, by go-kart. Amen. It doesn't matter to me. Amen. You can ride go-kart racing. Come on, whatever you got to do. Catch a ride. Hitch a ride. Hold up your thumb on the highway and say, I need to get to Charlotte. But I promise you that this is something that is adamant. This is the Shemitah. This is the end of the 7 years. This cycle is breaking. I am guaranteeing you miracles that are getting ready to hit your life starting next year. And you're going to be adamant, and we're going to be adamant, and we're getting ready to break up some stuff, and we're going to attack things in the spirit, and we're going after it. You are getting married next year. Amen. You will start your business next year. Amen. You will have that child next year. That barren womb, hala ma shakomanda, is being unlocked next year. Your business is taking off. Your ministry is taking off. Pastor, growth is going to hit you like never before. There's a change coming. There's a new level of order and instruction and direction about to hit your life like never before. The gifts of God are stirring up in you. That prophetic grace is going to stir up next year. You're going to prophesy like you've never prophesied before. You're going to see the dead raised. Amen. You're going to see the blind see, the lame walk, and the dumb talk. It is your year of manifestation. So I'm challenging all of you right now, without hesitating, without looking around, without thinking about it, make it your business to be in Charlotte on watch night. I don't care who you are. If you on this call, I'm talking to you. How do I know you talking? Because you on this call. God has given me an anointing to speak to you. I ain't assigned everybody, but I am assigned to you. And I have an anointing to speak to you to get you out of where you been. I'm challenging every one of you to right now, $PBCJR, so that $20 seat. Every person on here, if you got to call somebody and tell them, hey, would you send $20 to this Cash App for me and I'm going to give it back to you? That's how serious I am about this seed. The enemy got a plan, but his plan is being intercepted. It will die unborn. It will miscarry. I abort the plan of the enemy concerning your son, concerning your daughter, and concerning KCC, my family, my church, those who are foreign, those who are domestic, at home and abroad, within and without. I thank you that the plan of the enemy that is being hatched in the womb of eternity, it will die unborn. Yeah, 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 mashaka, yay, mele makanda labakokolo mahosa, and you will see it come to pass. You are blessed. That's right, you are blessed. Lay hands on yourself and declare, I am blessed. Come on, Isaac, declare, I am blessed. Come on, prophesy to yourself and say, I am blessed. Say, I am healed. Now, if there's anybody around you, point at them right now and say, you are blessed and you are healed. And this year coming, and from this day forward, your life about to change. At the end of these dirty days, we're decreeing it. We're decreeing testimony after testimony after testimony after testimony. That's why I need y'all to go to the website, briancarn.com, and give me your testimonies of things that's been happening on this prayer call. I've been getting testimonies of people who thought they was going to have to get the vaccine, but they stood on the word of God, and God gave them exemption status. I had another member send me an email today. Y'all, if you stand for God, he'll stand for you. Amen. I mean that. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. And I look forward to seeing the manifold wisdom of God manifested in your life. I love you. I'm praying for you. Hey, ba shakala mandala so. Ulelele baby bi anshata. Mendele kitala mandala hoba. Yale asili ankala manda. I know I'm supposed to hit debts, but the Spirit of God told me to wait till I hit the pillar of finance, and then I'll make sure I go after debts. You are blessed and you are favored. I'll see you in prayer in the morning. That's right, 6 o'clock. We just going to rise and give him thanks. Sunrise, I'm going to praise his name. Sunset, I'm going to praise his name, because he is up to something good in my life. So that's he now in faith. You are blessed. More grace. Mukushama. Mikani andalalalabaya.